Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Jill Barker, Assistant Superintendent, and your host. Today I have Carol Fox, our Secondary Supervisor, with me, and we're going to talk about part of our curriculum that several of our listeners may not know about, and it's called Advanced Placement, and it's an opportunity for our high school students to take rigorous courses. So how are you doing, Ms. Fox?
I'm doing great.
So she knows all about Advanced Placement because she served as a lead teacher in high school and assistant principal in high school, and Advanced Placement's been around for a long time, and again, these courses are college courses, and our students receive college credit for it. We teach a variety. You want me to list them?
Yeah, okay, absolutely. So I think it'd be great. And they come from College Board, so yeah. That's a nationwide program that provides the rigor in these courses, and so we do offer several and have increased our offerings. So I think listing them would be great.
Yeah, and I think it's important for our listeners to know, when you take an Advanced Placement course, these teachers have a strict curriculum that they follow, and every kid, whether you're in Los Angeles or Denver or Waynesville, you take the same test at the end of the year. So I think that gives a continuity of what kind of curriculum kids have available, and also get them ready for a variety of different college experiences. But currently in Haywood County, we teach an AP Biology class, AP Government and Politics, AP U.S. History, and a Literature class, a Language class, an Environmental Science class, AP Calculus, AP Statistics, AP Chemistry. And this year, new to Haywood County, we're teaching a section of AP Human Geography. Mm-hmm. And we have in the past really looked at our AP when the community college started offering our kids the opportunity to take classes there. We saw some of our enrollments drop in our AP classes. So we've really looked in the last several years how to revitalize that, because these classes are really good in preparing kids, because the courses are really, really rigorous. And with that, we've even consolidated some of them. For example, we teach Tuscola and Pisgah students in a neutral location campus. Usually it's been in the past at Haywood Community College for like AP Statistics, because we might not have had enough students to fill that class at both of our high schools, but for one section, we have students from both schools that take advantage of that. So we've really tried to think outside the box so our kids get the opportunities at both of our traditional high schools that they need.
Yeah, too many times it was hard to staff that, but with the joint effort for both schools, you do get the number of students that you need and the staff member. And it does give the kids an opportunity to work with students outside of their own school. So I think it's been we've done that with statistics, and then we've done it with biology and chemistry. So great opportunity for our kids.
I agree. And we just want to make sure that there's some equity in mm-hmm. those opportunities too for our high schools. So that's been well received. Also, in an attempt just to, encourage our students to take these classes that we know are hard while they're in high school. If you're taking one of these classes and listening, we know where you are. But we also want to encourage them to get some special recognition, because if they've taken these classes and completed those, they've really done something special. And AP, the College Board, does offer a diploma, and it's called an AP Advanced Placement Capstone Diploma. You want to tell them about the Capstone Diploma? Yeah. Ms. Fox?
Yeah, the Capstone Diploma is a great opportunity for them to get this recognition, but it's rigorous. You have to take a seminar course and a research course. Those are the first two components. Without those two, you can't get the diploma. Teachers have to go and be specifically trained in this course before College Board will allow you to offer the course. And so we have it at both of our high schools, Pisgah and Tuscola. And then in addition to taking the seminar and the research and scoring the level 3 on the courses that you have to score for those, you have to take additional courses, 3 additional, and make level 3s on them to be able to get the Capstone Diploma. So an excellent opportunity, and I think if you have done that, you have really shown some dedication to your studies and the preparation for being able to, when you get to college, you're going to be prepared for the college level work that you're going to do. And those courses, the seminar and the research are very rigorous courses that involve research. They involve writing. There's a lot of writing. Oral presentation is a huge component of those, and being able to present your work critically to a panel. So I think it's a very strong preparation for college courses.
Yeah, we're 2 years into this, and so we have students right now that are currently, for the first time, that they completed seminar last year, and we've had a lot of comments about that. Our pass rates were very good, and thank you to those teachers who taught that, Michelle Ware at Tuscola and Tabitha Judy at Pisgah, and were trained on that. These kids really, we saw presentations and a lot of writing, and we know it was hard for them, but we also know, as Ms. Fox said, it's really going to prepare them for college. The class that we're offering this year, the second part of that, in addition to a new wave of students taking seminar, the second section is in a research, and it is not for the faint of heart. It is basically, these students are writing a mini dissertation. It's a 30 minimum page research paper with either quantitative or qualitative data that they have to test, and so we'll let you know how that goes this year. We've got kids currently sitting in that, and if they pass this class and they have the three additional passes on other courses, then we will, for the first time this year, recognize seniors that have received the AP Capstone Diploma. And we're super, super excited about that. It is not for the faint of heart.
No.
So
you're going to work if you take these.
You're going to work if you take these. And, you know, also just thank you to Robbie Robles and Shannon Hansen that are teaching the research classes Absolutely. This year for the first time, because these are teachers that have committed to try something new to help our students. So we're very proud of them. We also recognize several of our students at a board meeting about a month ago. We are seeing an increase in the number of students taking AP classes, and also an increase in the number of students that are passing these courses that will receive actual college credit. So and that AP scholars with honors, and
you have AP Scholar and then AP Scholar with honor, or an AP Scholar with distinction, and it's totally based on what you score on the nationwide exam that's given. You can actually pass an AP course, but you've got to pass the test in order to get the college credit. You have to score a level 3 or higher. And so the AP Scholar students have to pass, they had to receive scores of 3 or higher on 3 or more exams. If you were a scholar with honor, you had to have scored at least a 3.25 on all AP exams taken, and 3 or higher on 4 or more exams. And then if you were a scholar with distinction, you had to have scored at least a 3.5 on all AP exams and scores of 3 or higher on 5 or more of the exams. So it's a lot of work to earn these. And so we had, I believe, about 23 kids in Haywood County that received those honors. It was great to recognize them and their hard work and the effort that they've put into being successful on those exams.
And they showed up.
They did.
Ms. Fox and I, we invited them to the board meeting, and they came, and we kind of chuckled because we were like, yeah, these kids, they've been through it. Academically, they have taken the most rigorous courses we offer our high school kids. They were there to get their recognition.
That's right. Absolutely.
So it was a great night for them, and I appreciate you honoring them. And if you have any questions about advanced placement or, you know, these courses that our students are taking, please feel free to call Ms. Fox or I at Haywood County Schools, and we'd be glad to answer any questions you have. But thank you for all you're doing to help coordinate these classes for our students, and just continuing to try to differentiate and serve them the best way we can. And thank you, Haywood County, for listening. Have a great day.